You have to pardon me because I have food in my mouth, but I'm tasting some very tasty cheese, courtesy of Haystack Mountain Cheese. And I've got my guest with me this afternoon, Carolyn Joy of Joy Wine and Spirits. She comes here every third Thursday of the month to share a wine from somewhere around the world. And when we're lucky, we have some food to go along with it.
And what I love about this pairing, too, is that they're both, I'm a Colorado product. You're a Colorado product, sort of.
No matter how long I'm here, I'll always be a transplant.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sorry. But the Haystack Mountain Cheese definitely comes from Colorado, so.
And with us, we have John, who represents Haystack Mountain Cheese. John, good afternoon to you.
Hello. Great to be here.
You brought some very interesting cheeses, basically made from the milk of a goat.
Yeah, it's a simple French country style cheese. We make it just with 100% goat's milk. And we age this one out over 2 weeks about. It takes about 2 weeks for the rind to grow. And then after we get the rind to develop properly, then we'll be able to release the cheese.
That's that. You have two different, I don't know if it's the same cheese, John, but it's two different samples of the same cheese and different ages?
Or what do we have? We brought it at different stages of its life. The first stage is kind of when it's bright, springy, tangy, has a lot of citrus notes. And then as it ages, it gets to be a little bit more earthy, salty, has some savory, earthy qualities to it as it develops.
Now, the average guy who would break open that rind, Carolyn, and see how it's sort of liquefied for the older cheese, they would say, oh, this is bad cheese, but nothing could be further from the truth, eh?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, for the hardcore cheese fans, they like them sort of right as the end of the life is developing. That's when the really intense notes come out.
See, and as a layman, I don't know when cheese is good or when cheese goes bad. I don't know if you have that same problem, Carolyn.
Well, I know that my kids are going to love hearing this segment because they're always accusing me of keeping things too long. but cheese is a little, I love this connection here between cheese and wine because a lot of wine ages, the one that we have today isn't really an age-worthy wine. But to see how something, cheese is a living organism, and that's what's really cool. The really cool connection about cheese and wine. So this also is not like your typical commercial, and I might butcher this, Chèvre cheese. Yes, because that tends to be like saltier and more one-dimensional. And this, as it develops, has a lot of different flavors and complexity and even texture that you don't get, I think, from a more mass-produced product. And you were mentioning before when we tasted this that a lot of companies add cream to this product, which Haystack does not. And so you think it's really caloric and it's voluptuous and creamy, but it doesn't have the cow's cream in it.
Yeah, correct. This is a nice lactic style cheese, which is just made with all goat milk, very little bit of rennet, and that's how it's able to keep that kind of nice light profile to it, but also being, as you described, a wonderfully sort of luxurious type of cheese.
Now, you know, we've talked a bit about the cheese. Let's talk about the wine a little bit, Carolyn. This wine that you've brought us is a sparkling rosé.
Right. So today I wanted to bring something that would complement the cheese but also go along with your Thanksgiving dinners because that is going to be coming up here quicker than we know it. So this is actually a little French sparkling. Another reason I want you to think outside of the box, outside of champagne. There's so many sparkling wines offered all over the world. There's Italian Prosecco, Spanish Cava. We have domestic sparkling wine. And this one is a little bit different. It's from France. It's called Mas Domas de Gassac. And it's actually out of Cabernet. So what happens is when they are in the process of making their red wine, they start to press it. They take this free-run juice, and that's the juice that's in this bottle, and they put it in a tank. And they don't add anything. There's no sugar, yeast, nothing added. And it starts to ferment naturally. And then they bottle it, I believe, about 6 weeks later. So whereas champagne is a lot more complex product where it sits on these dead yeast cells for weeks or years to develop a sort of nutty character, this is fresh, fruity. It complements the cheese just wonderfully. You can imagine,
yeah,
picking out some sweet cherries or sweet raspberries and eating it with that salty, creamy cheese, and so the textures work. I just want to touch base real quick on Thanksgiving, you know, to pick things that are simple because it can be a very complicated meal and maybe not so complex. Another thing about this wine that I love is that it's only 11% alcohol. So especially to start things off, I mean, this is a great way to start off your meal. A very good quality but simple cheese, and this wine with it is a fantastic pairing.
Pretty good for the digestive course of a meal.
Yeah, you're getting, you know, lactose-free.
Or aperitif course, I mean.
Right?
Yeah.
Lactose-free?
Not necessarily lactose-free, just easier to digest, smaller fats.
Okay. So goat's milk is generally easier to digest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and you're starting off with a little lower alcohol, so you're not completely bombarding your system.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can move on from there, but in for Thanksgiving, think simple and versatile. And think about this, the structure of your meal. It's not like a really heavy meal, so you're not going to want a really heavy wine.
Mm-hmm. Now it just seems that, listen to the both of you talk about how the processes of the respective things are made, the wine and the cheese, that there is a biological chemical process going on with both of these products that you guys have, with your cheese, John, and with the wine, Carolyn.
Absolutely. Cheese making is truly an exercise in organized chaos. We're working with different molds, bacteria. Cheese is alive. It's really an incredible process. We continue the sort of ancient traditions that farmers have done for a long time now, and it's a real pleasure to be able to share those things with our friends around our holiday table.
I'd also like to add that this is another Colorado product, and we're really happy to support places like Cuvo, which is independent in Colorado. Joy Wine and Spirits, Haystack, there's all our craft brewers, everything. So happy holidays to everyone.
And Joy Wine and Spirits has been in business since 1963. It is truly a family-owned business operation. And I want to say a big thank you to John from Haystack Cheese for bringing some really tasty stuff in. And Carolyn, is there a little wine tasting at your place tonight, briefly?
Absolutely. Come in and try this wine until 7 o'clock tonight. And it's also Beaujolais Nouveau Day.
That's a good thing. Thank you guys both for coming in and lending your insight.